Do you suffer from a fulfilling relationship with your loved one? Are you tired of sleeping properly, financial stability, frequent sex, having a life, relaxation, free time, vacations, and your boyfriend constantly complimenting you on how tight your vagina is? Then you need children! Simply stop all those silly preventative measures like condoms, the pill, or pulling out and coming in your face. Then, pee on a lot of sticks until one of them turns blue. If you're having trouble conceiving, don't worry. Some scientists will gladly stuff you with 7 or 8 children who will all survive with zero risk of orgasm. All the responsibility with none of the fun. Just like how Jesus was born. When you have 8 or more children, we will guarantee you your own TV show, instant fame, and celebrity status. As an added bonus, the entire country will spend months arguing over whether you are a national hero or an attention-gobbling whore. The Russians are paying $9,000 a baby. So we've got to catch up. We can't send abortions and blowjobs to war now, can we, people? Brought to you by the United States government in conjunction with TLC.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, August 31st, 2009, and my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us, episode number 239 of the Jam Hole Free Comedy Podcast. This is the Monday night show. We are sitting here in Kalispell, Montana, talking to you all over the internet, worldwide. How are you doing?
Why don't you introduce your guest?
Fuck him! How are you doing?
I'm great.
Now, I would like to introduce to you all again. He's been on one episode. It was the episode called Restraining Order, I believe, or something like that. I don't remember. What's up, dude?
You don't even do your homework, man.
I did
what
too.
The fuck?
I did too, because earlier someone, I think it was Kenny, and he was like, "You mean Ryan the Teletech guy now?" I'm like, "No, Ryan the Salt guy. Like, not the old Salt guy. But the new salt guy. Yeah, but the only...
So not to be confused.
Exactly.
With the Ryan that threw on Allzapalooza, but the Ryan right. that did the sound.
Not to be confused with the Ryan that used to work with us, but then turned into a big flamey pussy and quit because he wanted more money.
And also not to be confused with the biological father of my boys.
Right. Is that Ryan?
No,
is he the father? Oh.
No, different Ryan.
It's the Ryan that we had the show... With the whole girl problem thing,
yeah.
right?
And yeah, I think okay. the yeah. episode, it was like 168.
That was a good show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
It was great.
But anyway, Ryan's here with us. I figured, you know, the time is ticking. We're starting to wind down to September 25th. We got, you know, tonight's episode and then 10 more. And we'll be parting with
oh,
all
fuck.
Of you guys live. What?
I said, oh, fuck.
I know, it's coming, dude.
I know.
It's, oh man, I'm very excited.
Can we put it off for another month?
Negative.
Son
I'm going to fucking pee my pants. I'm so excited for this. So yeah.
So while putting it off for another month would just mean that you would have like a month of no episodes of Jam Hole.
I know, right?
Because you can't just like do more episodes and be like, no, we're going to celebrate the 250th.
Ooh, it'd be like a vacation.
Yeah, we don't do that here. I don't know if you know this or not. We've never taken really a vacation, except when we went to New York.
But we still did shows!
We brought all this shit there and did shows. That's how we roll. But yeah, thank you guys so much for being with us Monday night. I was kind of worried that it was like empty for a few. And I was like, okay, the feed's live.
I was like, what the fuck? And you're like, this is the podcast.
Any
live
minute
part
now.
Isn't a part of it. Does it really matter if people see it when it's live?
Well, yeah.
It, download it later. And that is true.
It doesn't.
I still like
but
seeing the feedback in the chat.
It's nice to have, you know, 10, 11 people here to hang out with.
It's kind of nice.
It is nice. So thank you guys for coming and catching the live show at thejamhole.com/live. If you guys are at thejamhole.com/live, you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. That's the number. You can talk to us right here, right now, or you can leave us messages at thejamhole.com/feedback. So, have you noticed either or of you, either one of you two?
What?
That, remember a while ago we were talking about how they were going to crack down on the chew around town and probably everywhere. No more flavored chew. Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, a while ago I went in this gas station and they had a little sign that was like, there's no more flavored chew being ordered. All that's left is what we have. And I was like, well, what the fuck? Why? That's stupid. And they're like, because the flavored chews are trying to get kids to start chewing. That's why they're fun flavors. Like, you've seen it, like Super Radberry Twist Chew. You've seen Orange Sherbet Chew. You've seen Blue Radberry Chew.
Like chewing tobacco or chewing gum?
Gum, I'm talking about.
No, it's chewing tobacco.
No, gum kills kids. I don't know if you guys know this or not. It's very dangerous. It's dangerous.
But like Camel Snus and stuff like that, you know what I'm talking about? They have like the wintergreen pouches.
That I know what you're talking
about. Right, so all the chew, there's only going to be just plain chew. No more flavored shit. And that was what, probably a month or two ago when we talked about that?
No, that was earlier than that.
Red Fox says, I have a question for the guest. Ryan?
Yeah?
Are you listening?
I am.
If he's a salt guy, pellets or grains?
Pellets or coarse.
Or coarse? Ah, that's right. Good answer. It's either pellets or coarse. And we actually have two kinds of pellets.
Yeah.
Which would be...
We have cubed, which is the same as the coarse. It's just bigger. And then there's the pellins, which are...
Pellets with Rust Buster.
Yeah.
Or a coarse, which he would call grains, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's an imbecile.
And stop moving that. I got a question for you, dude. You smoke weed, right? Schwag or chronic?
Let me think about that.
I'm going to have to go with the schwag because it's cheaper, and I really like the headache I get off of it. Like smoking like 10 seeds all at once. It's good.
And they pop. That's called, a lot of fun.
It's called birth control.
You ever had one pop in your throat?
No, I've had one pop and hit me in the face before, but never like gone in my mouth.
Oh, dude, I sucked one through my old pipe, and it fucking popped in the back of my throat. Oh, my God, that shit hurt for weeks.
Erato Toys from Miami, Florida says, I have a question for the guest. Ryan. His name is Ryan, everybody.
Not guest.
Okay, Ryan.
Yes.
What do you think of pepper?
What?
Well, I...
As in salt and or just pepper? I think he was being stupid because the question about the salt was stupid. So I think he was trying to one-up it, which you did. Thank you. I should really filter what I read to you, right?
Yeah.
You should.
So anyway, guys getting me all sidetracked and shit. I went to a cigarette store today because I got paid, which I am now broke. Thank you.
What'd you do with all your money?
It's called bills. You want to break it down right now? I'll do it.
Yeah.
Well, I got rent. Paid today, too. I'm broke.
Rent. Thank you. Rent. Gone, right? Phone bill. Gone, right? Internet bill. Gone, right?
Okay.
Your uncle. Gone, right?
Right.
Weed. Gone. Right?
Right?
What else?
How much did you get
cigarettes.
Paid?
I'm not disclosing that. Not enough, obviously. So anyways...
I'm going to be broke on Friday.
Good. Join the club.
And then...
Feels good, don't it?
We're just going to be effed for a while.
I'm used to being effed. It's fine. That's why
I'm broke today, and it's not even Friday.
I know. So. You were broke before payday.
Yeah. It's like
but,
shit.
So I was at the cigarette store praying that when I walked in there, there would just
be a Red Belly
cans of Red Belly falling from the ceiling, raining down from the heavens.
There was not.
And then also there was a sign on their thing that said, no more flavored cigarettes. Huh?
What?
Chew on that. Trident.
That's ridiculous.
So what, there's no more menthols?
No, menthols are cool. That's what I said, too. I was like, so what, no more Nat Sherman mints or menthols or what? They're
no,
like,
no.
It's
like those Camel, fucking tangerine flavor
those?
Camels and
no
all
more,
the exotic flavors
Izmir,
and shit.
Izmir Stingers. No, well, we haven't had those for a while. Those, that used to
be my
jam.
Do you remember Black Death?
Yes.
Those ones? I wonder if they still have those.
Mainly, there's going to be no more cloves. Which is fine. I used to smoke cloves when I was a little raver fag, rolling on ecstasy like every other weekend. But
hey,
huh?
You know how I know you're gay?
Because I'm dating you, and you look like a boy. Booyah! Come on! Woo!
I was going to say, because you smoke cloves, you asshole.
When I was younger and into raving and whatnot. But anyway, I like my answer better.
Whatever, it's still a fact.
I like Matt's answer better.
Thank you. It's nice.
I don't look like a boy.
It's nice having a little more testosterone in your room. I mean, there was enough with mine and yours, but it's nice having a little more.
Whatever, dude.
Come on.
Whatever, dude.
You look like a boy.
You're still
joke.
Taking the butt.
I got a million of them. Come on.
Still like your asshole played with.
So anyway.
But you're gay.
Okay, thank you for that. Anyway.
Changed subject.
26 says Danny has some sweet muscles. You working out those typing arms?
Fucking A, dude. I know, it's more like working out, like, talking, and it's really annoying.
Working out your jaw muscles?
Did you see the awesome twit pic I posted today?
I have not.
You have not?
Was it a picture of you in another dress?
No.
Oh.
What it was, I had a fucking awesome red mark on my forehead and nose. Because I fell asleep on the desk.
Nice. Holding a pen?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Actually, no. Handle the mouse.
I've done that once, and I almost poked my fucking eye out. You got to be careful.
Oh, it was so, so funny. It
so when we first brought this up, I was thinking, like, it's silly that the tobacco companies are doing this. Maybe they feel bad because back in the day, they had a cartoon as their spokesman, or spokes camel, if you will. And he was always like, hey, my name's Joe. Joe Cool. Do you want to be cool? All you gotta do is smoke. And the kids were like, "Yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
I wanna be a cool camel."
Yeah, Joe Camel. Did I say Joe Cool? That was something else. Those were boxers with Snoopy on them.
Yes.
Never mind. Joe Camel. Yeah. And so they were totally, you know, promoting that shit. And then they passed a law that said what? No more television ads for cigarettes. And then it was what? No more. I think they can still do magazine ads. I'm not sure, but
okay. So, they're still giving dude jokes about me in the chat.
Oh, of course.
I'm starting to, like, get mad at people.
Defcon J says, a cute boy in a strange way, Dana. Admit it. Or wait, was that talking about me? I don't.
And that's
oh,
my
excuse
best
my
friend.
Face.
That's my best friend that I grew up with, and he's like, your boy. It's
well,
cool.
He would know better than the rest of us. Can you please? Who is that? Is that you or you?
It's him.
It's not me.
You know fucking better than that. You know better than that. Fucking amateur hour, mate. Fucking amateur.
Red Fox says it's because the camera's on the dude, and the joke is that Danny looks like a dude. Ha ha.
All right,
no,
she just got another haircut. Come on.
Yeah, and a mustache, right?
Do you
have
a mustache?
We'll put the camera back on Danny.
Hold on. Do you have a mustache?
He does.
Oh, you do? You got like
a
the
whole fucking goatee
what's
thing.
What's that called?
The thing that you can't grow?
The hour power? The power hour? I can grow that.
It's a mustache and goatee. It's not a Fu Manchu.
It just looks
you
like
you look too Mexican when you do it.
Mine comes in like pubic hairs.
I know.
Fine.
You're not allowed. It's cool. You're not allowed.
Oh, no. I was kidding. She didn't get another haircut. That was a joke. Okay, then. Moving on. So, we were talking about, like, okay, you have, like, a few flavors of cigarettes, but it's nothing that's, like, kids are like, oh, man, this is awesome. It tastes like cotton candy bubblegum, right? Now, alcohol, which you have to be 18, 19, 20, 21, carry the two. You have to be 3 years older to drink alcohol than you do to smoke cigarettes. And there's tons of flavors of that shit that's like Fruity, Berry, Zima, Wine Coolers, Mad Dog, 2020, you know what I mean? It's crazy to me that they're, I don't understand why they're starting with the tobacco companies. I don't understand, first of all, why they're doing this at all. Parents should be, we said this before when we talked about this, parents should be the ones that are taking care of their children. If a parent wants their kid to smoke, then fine. Maybe the tobacco company should offer something in a light, perhaps a little less harsh, that the child can smoke. But if the parent doesn't want them to, then that's the parent's choice. Don't outlaw all the good kinds of tasting cigarettes because someone's not parenting properly. That's bullshit.
Well, what it is it's a public health thing.
And, is that?
And it's the whole pushing smoking toward closer and closer to the illegal side.
Do you think that's what they're trying to do? They start out with outlawing it from restaurants.
Yeah.
Then they did it with bars.
Well, they started before that when you said that they started, can't advertise on television.
And
then along with that, they said that you can't advertise in magazines targeted for children.
Right, and no then, more then, Joe Camel.
But then along at the same time, they told Budweiser and all the beer companies that you can't use anything that can be conceived as a children's gimmick.
So that's
in your commercials, and that's why Budweiser had to get rid of the penguin.
I don't remember the penguin. All I ever remember were the horses.
He was the Bud Ice penguin. He was up in the attic going, doo-doo-doo. He'd call you on the phone and just be like, doo-doo-doo-doo.
Really?
Ah!
What the fuck?
Yeah. I totally don't remember that.
Yeah, he was the Bud Ice penguin.
Crazy.
And then you open your... and then
hold
like,
on. What?
I said, Ustream's being kind of gay tonight.
That's fine. Just ignore it. Jesus.
But then you would just open the fridge and then there'd be Bud Ice in your fridge.
After the penguin called?
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Like, he's trying to get you drunk and shit.
Well, he's, like, trying to stalk you. It's, like, it's kind of like this horror commercial. Like,
right.
Like a horror movie.
Right,
like,
right.
With someone calling you and taunting you.
And then, like, if you don't call three friends, you'll die the next day.
I hated those.
I hate that.
Those are so stupid.
Hey, chain letter time, guys. Oh, send this to 8 people or your dick will fall off. What?
Hey, check this out.
Now DEFCON. You just made my dick fall off. Why would you send that to me?
That's rude.
That's rude.
Oh, my God.
Now I have big tits, a fucking bump on my forehead, and no penis. Thanks, guys.
Right. DEFCON J says, actually, I like it better now the way you had it. I like it better now than the way you had it when I was living with you. He likes my hair better now. Than it was before.
That's fine.
Because it was longer when he was living with me.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. I like my hair.
Good.
You leave me alone.
You like it because all you have to do is wake up and put a fucking hat on for like 10 minutes, take the hat off, and voila, my hair's done.
No, actually, now I have to do it because I can't just wear a hat anymore.
I used to do that when I was a kid. I'd like get out of the shower and it'd be too hot to hair dry your hair, so I'd just throw a hat on for like 15 minutes, take it off. It was golden grams. Good to go.
Yeah, he says long in the front and short in the back. It looked god awful.
Oh, like a mullet?
No, remember what I had when I first started living with you? I had the really long bangs and the short hair in the back.
That was all right. I don't know. That's played out, I think.
Well, I had that for a long time.
I need a
time.
Couple good handfuls. You got to wrap it around your hand at least twice to get a good solid yank, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't like taking care of it. I just don't like taking care of it. That's my thing.
I don't
like actually fucking washing it and conditioning it and brushing it and making sure there's no knots.
You're lazy.
In it.
I understand.
Shit doesn't
That's
get
fine.
Stuck in it. I don't roll over and get it in my mouth.
So,
fuck
anyway.
That shit.
I was talking to the guy that works at the cigarette store, and he seems to be with all of these crazy people we talk... Oh, excuse my face. All these crazy people that we talked to at the rally. That was awful. And he seems to think that the only reason the government's doing this is just to impose more control. They don't give a fuck about people or the kids that they're supposedly protecting. They're just doing it to have one more thing that they are in control of. Which seems weird, because aren't they kind of already in control with the taxes and whatnot?
But they're just trying to go...
Oh, above and beyond?
Yeah, they're...
Aren't you wiping out a market then and losing money from that? You could be making money from the sales of clothes.
It doesn't matter. That's not what they're going for. They're going for...
So they think it makes them look good, and they're still making money. Because people that smoke clothes, generally, that's not all they smoke. They smoke that on top of... whatever brand cigarette they would generally smoke. It's kind of like a side thing. Well, like when I smoked them, it wasn't just cloves, you know, it was that and Camels or whatever.
They're not doing it for the money. They're doing it for the control factor. They're just trying to be that fucking asshole in the
Big Brother.
No, they're just trying to be the asshole boyfriend to the girlfriend, and we as the civilians...
Right.
And the citizens are the girlfriends.
Oh, I feel you.
And we got this drunken, jealous bastard that beats us.
Right. I hear it.
And
doesn't have a job or any fucking home of his own or whatever.
Yeah. And so he goes out and prints more money and shit and just becomes a fucking fool.
And then goes to jail.
Yeah. And so that's exactly what I think the government
Okay.
Doing.
So now, taking that one step further, what do you think is next? Candy? No more flavored candy. We're going to have generic candy, and that's it. You know what it'll taste like? Crap,
what?
Probably. You can't take the flavors out of candy. That's what I live for and shit. Kool-Aid? It's just going to be sugar. Water and sugar. That's what your Kool-Aid packets are going to be pretty soon.
That
what do you think's after
suck.
That? Soda. No more flavors of soda. Just soda water.
I would be so pissed.
Yeah. You think?
No, that can't happen.
Chips, perhaps?
No
more flavored chips?
No, you can't take Doritos away from me.
They can. They took cloves.
Or Mountain Dew.
They took cloves away from some poor emo schmuck kid, okay?
I don't care about emo schmucks.
They can take chips away from you. It'll happen. What happens when they
just don't take my cookies?
Well, yeah, I have that
written
next.
Don't take my fucking cookies.
Taking your goddamn intimate
food.
Okay.
What happens when they do that to food and pretty soon everything's Soylent fucking green? I don't like Soylent green. I like Soylent yellow.
What was that movie?
I need choices.
Demolition Man. You remember that
movie?
Yeah.
That movie where there's no flavor of anything?
He doesn't know about the three clamshells.
And they never explain it in the whole movie.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
And salt is fucking illegal.
Yeah.
I know,
anything.
Ridiculous.
That's a good point.
And that's
when
they were selling rat burgers in the sewer.
Exactly. I'd go down to a sewer
the guy
for
was
a good.
Oh, this is so good.
I know, man.
And she's like, do you see any cows around here? What's that supposed to mean? What do you think the burger's made out of?
Yeah, it's either people, because I see people, or rats, because I definitely see some rats, for sure. So it's amazing that.
That movie's so great.
26 says if you hold on, Basement Boys. Oh, what's up, guys? They'll be here September 25th. Basement Boys says the Chinese want to fatten us up so they can take over the country. I think it's a little late for that. And then 26 says if you hate the government so much, why do you work for it? Who works for the government? Oh, DEFCON. Okay,
I don't
got
work for
it.
The government.
Thank you. And Nacho is right. He says you got to do what you got to do. And that's absolutely right, dude. If you're going to survive in this world, you know, if you need to suck a dick, then suck a dick, dude. Sometimes that's what it takes. Not in my line of work, but, you know, I don't know what you guys do.
Exactly. Not my line of work either.
So do you think it will get to that point eventually? Because that's what all of these people seem
to
think.
I hope not.
I
for my sake. Holy fuck, dude. I would be so pissed off because, dude, I'm a cook. What the fuck am I going to cook if spices and flavors are illegal?
It'll make your life a lot easier, that's for sure.
No, it'll make me so pissed off. I won't be able to explore all these different avenues because there's so many different ways to cook and so many different things to cook, and you can make them taste so many different ways. If I don't have that choice, I'll be pissed.
Yeah, I will be pissed.
And you know, by that time, abortions will be illegal.
And then we'll be eating kids.
I will be living underground. It's cool.
Yeah, that's fine. But honestly, I do think there's enough people that will not let that happen. If it starts getting way out of control, they will step up and there will be a fucking war right here on our own soil. And we'll be up here in Montana laughing at all you fucking dumb retards living in these big metropolises being like, man, it's nice weather out today while you guys are out in the thick of this shit fucking dying for your lives and your freedom.
Yeah,
that sucks. And
we'll just be like, fuck you guys.
I don't
care who wins.
I can hit
We're self-sufficient up here.
I can hit you with sniper rifles from anywhere. No matter. I don't got to be down in the thick of it. I'm a sniper. That's how I roll.
Oh, man.
Doesn't fucking matter. But I can see it now getting there. Mm-hmm. You take that with the SpyChips.com lady that spoke at the Edge rally we went to. It all kind of is starting to add up and make sense. You know, you chip everything ARFID style so you know where people are. You scan their shit so you know what's going on with them, what they're buying, what they like, what they don't like. It's fucking crazy. Shit's getting out of control. But no matter what happens, we will be here every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Unless someone doesn't pay the internet bill.
I paid that today, thank you.
We're good for another month.
We are good for another month. You might start to hear gunshots in the background of our episodes. Just don't worry about it. It's fine. We're handling it.
People fighting over flavors.
I know. That's all it is. Man, I need some flavor. Flavor Flav.
Salt and pepper.
Flavor Flav, he's the first to go. There, they'll hunt his ass down first and kill him.
And then you'll probably end up shooting Danny for the microphone because by that time you probably only have one shitty ass microphone.
I know, we'll be recording off of the fucking phone or something. It'd be ridiculous. But I don't know. I just found that very interesting that it started with the chew and then they had no idea that it was going to be cigarettes next. So I am interested to see what happens next. Maybe prostitution? You only straight white blonde chicks, no more Asians, no more black chicks, no more Puerto Ricans, no more Mexicans, no flavors, dude, just straight white chicks. And that is going to suck. That will single-handedly cripple the economy. If I need a choice in the whores that I'm banging, you know? You know what I mean. Come on. Holler if you hear me.
Jesus Christ.
You need a fucking choice.
What about with me? You don't need a choice.
Well, right, but I'm not to the point where I'm dying so bad for sex other than my wife that I'm willing to go buy fucking sex, you know? I'm not there yet.
I'm not your wife.
Well, I know, but the... You know what I mean. That's usually
when
it happens. You're
not tired of me yet, is what you're saying.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. As long as we got that clear.
So how the fuck have you been, man? We haven't had you on the show in a while.
Oh, I've been all right. Just living.
Just working?
Yeah.
You still working two jobs just to make ends meet?
No, I left the other one.
All right, you're not doing that anymore?
No.
Nice. What? Why, if you don't mind me asking?
Just when I started, they knew that I wanted 3 days. And so they started me off at 3 days, and then it went to 2 days, and then when it was at 2 days, I was like, hey, I want 3 days. And
so they actually, I would think that they would make you work more than you wanted to, but they actually...
No, it's restaurants, man, and he's being a dishwasher. Okay, with restaurants, if we're coming into the slow season right now, everything's, it's fall.
Is that what it was, though? Because it's still pretty busy. There's still a fair amount of
traffic. It's going to start slowing down. And what restaurant were you at?
North Bay.
Yeah, see, they're a high-end place, okay?
Yeah,
not a lot of people are going there anymore towards the end of the summer.
Right, they kind of remind me of one of those restaurants up in Lakeside and Big Fork that are seasonal, that once, you know, the tourists leave, they close for the winter, and they head south also.
And they're good enough to where they make enough money so they can stay open all year round.
Well, they have a casino, too, there, also,
yeah,
and
that
helps
too. That helps
a
fucking bunch.
People
dude.
Here, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but people here love to gamble. Not just the Indians, all of them.
Hey,
yeah,
gambled
everybody.
In 5 days.
Everybody.
Go well, you.
Go me.
And last, it wasn't even gambling for fun when you did it. It was out of necessity. I need some smokes.
Yeah,
I need some non-flavored.
I need my car payment for the jackpot, goddammit.
I need some non-flavored cigarettes and some just straight up alcohol, like isopropyl. I'm good.
Well, that's why I would sit there and gamble forever, because I was like, oh yeah, alcohol's free when I gamble, cool, and if I win, cool, I'll get more beer and smokes, yay!
Win-win. All the way around.
But, you know, that restaurant, North Bay Grill, it's so high-end that it makes enough money during the summer that I can stay open during the winter and make, you know, like $1,200 a day, you know, and it could be open, so...
And so anyway, depends. When I was at 2 days, I said, you know, I wanted 3 days. You guys had me at 3 days. And so they put me down to 1 day. And as soon as that happened, I just didn't show up for my next scheduled shift.
Well, yeah.
Like,
nice.
Fuck you.
Why were... Now, usually that what I've experienced when restaurants start doing that, it's because you're being a thorn in their side. Like, when she started complaining about her availability and shit, instead of firing people, Famous Dave's will just slowly take your hours away until you're not on the schedule anymore. But you're not fired.
Until
so
you freak
can't...
out and go, motherfucker, are you kidding me?
But then they still won't fire you. They'll just let you quit. That way they don't have to pay unemployment. Is that what you were doing, or were they just not busy anymore?
I wasn't being a thorn in their side, because I said I could work 3 days, and I started out working 3 days. And that was great. And then, for some reason, I went down to 2 days.
That's weird. Like, was there any reasoning? Did you ask them why or anything?
Well, I had asked for Saturdays off, but I could still work, you know, the other six days out of the week.
Was that one of the days you were working, was Saturday?
Yeah. Because so, I wanted to get it off so I could spend, you know, have a full weekend with my family.
I bet that's what it was then.
Yeah.
They're like, well, fuck this kid. And honestly, if you own a restaurant, like, there's so many people in the job market right now. Mm-hmm. Like, you could hire anybody. It's not like you're going to have a hard time finding new help.
Right.
Whether or not it's reliable, that's a whole other story.
But
initially...
You'll still have a body.
Exactly. And generally, when people first start a job, that's when they're at their most reliable because they're trying to make a good impression. Once they get past that 90-day probationary period, forget about it.
But I have 13 years in the business, you know? I mean,
right.
I'm a certified chef.
And that
sucks.
So
I'm not, and I applied to be a dishwasher just because I'm fucking sick of cooking.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, though. That sucks going from a cook position down to the fucking dishwasher.
Well, no, it was fine. I was fine doing it. I mean, I wasn't bitching about doing it. I mean, I voluntarily did it. But what I'm saying is that I did it because I got sick of the bullshit from cooking.
Right.
And I have all this experience in the field and I need another job. So fuck it. I'll go do dishes.
And you don't want to give up the salt delivery job because we got a pretty good gig.
Oh, dude,
going.
That's a hella good gig.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck no.
I couldn't imagine leaving this job for fucking Delatech.
All right.
Ever.
Check this out. When you're a cook for so long and you're line cooking and everything and all that stuff, dude, there's so much drama. It's ridiculous. You have like 18-year-old servers that are coming at you thinking that they know everything in the fucking world.
And they're fucking dumb as shit.
And they're dumb as shit and they're bitchy and they don't understand that you control their tips and whatnot. And then the dishwashers, like if you're busy and I throw a fucking pan because I'm busy. And I'm like, here, wash this. And they freak out on me. I'm like, no, fuck you. You wash the pan. That's what you're fucking paid for.
And then they start getting an ego about it.
Right.
Like, fuck you. I ain't
like,
doing.
Prep cooks, you know, dishwashers, everyone else. When you're fucking line cook, dude, everything comes down on your ass. And you know what? You would give anything in the fucking world to just be a dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see
you
that.
You know why? Because you're in your own little fucking corner. Guess what? You wash dishes. That's all you fucking do. You wash dishes. You put them up. You put some shit back. You're done. That's it. When you're a cook, dude,
exactly.
Everything comes down on you, and it fucking sucks.
Well, yeah, and it is. It's an easy job depending on where you're washing dishes at. I washed dishes at Sizzler once. Big mistake, dude. Sizzler, they encourage you, take a new plate when you go to the salad bar. So at the end of the night, not only all night are you washing plates from the fucking, and it's not that hard, it goes in the machine, but it's a lot, you know?
Well, I've dishwashed at a Sizzler before, at the Sizzler, the old Sizzler.
Yeah,
here.
That's where I did it. Yeah.
Yeah, I worked there.
And I wasn't prepared for it. I was used to like an Applebee's and a Perkins, and then I got there, and at the end of the night, all that shit came back. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Dude, fuck this. I'm making five what? Yeah, no, I'm out of here.
No, I'm out of here. It's
no
good.
No thanks,
good.
Dude. So, last we talked to you, you came on the show, and it was right after the problem we had with another guy that was just being an asshole, being kind of a douchebag, and then you were telling me about a guy that was the father, in quotes, in bong quotes, the father of the children of your girlfriend, and he was being a prick about stuff, giving you a hard time and whatnot, never met you, was just being a prick because of who you were, right?
Right.
And we all called him and took care of it. So how did that end up? Like, whatever happened?
Well,
a bunch of people called him, right? And he...
Yeah. And,
good job, guys. Way to go, Jamholia.
Yeah, thank you. It was badass. He called me a couple times. He called Jenny Lee a couple times and said some stupid...
After that happened? Okay.
Just being like, as soon as he heard about it, he said that it was on, like, B98 and shit. So I had to call him and correct him. I was like, no.
Which is B98, if you guys don't know, it's one of the rock and roll stations here.
Yeah, it's
they play awful shit though usually, but
anyway.
So he thought that's who it was fucking with him.
Yeah, because they heard radio talk show.
Oh right, he forgot the word internet in front of it. That's kind of a key word.
And so I mean, he had no idea what was going on.
Right.
He was just pissed for the sake of being pissed.
Right,
because
to be
people
a
are talking about him and. He thinks shit's being said over the radio, and he doesn't know about
it. Well, it kind of is. We're a little more broader reaching than B98 is, I like to think, but
right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. But
yeah.
Anyway, and so...
You guys can't hear B98 in Germany, can you? Because, I mean, if you can, let me know. We're doing it wrong. But if not, then I think we're all right.
But, so a couple months goes by, and that blows over, and... Nothing happened.
Yeah,
at all.
I guess Josh from Big Mouse Podcast, our friends up in Alaska, actually called him and talked to him, and then we played that, and then he called your girlfriend, Jenny, and talked to him, and we played that and whatnot. And then everything was cool from then on. He was like, I just want this to go away. I apologize. Again, that was our second apology we've gotten collectively from people being douchebags, you know, that were like, you know what, I am being an asshole. And so everything was cool for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
And then he just kind of disappeared.
Really?
He said that he was moving to Washington.
Okay.
For temporarily for some work. And then...
Because there's none here.
Right.
Right.
And then, like, 2 or 3 days later, Jenny Lee finds out that he's back in Boston, which is where he's from, where all of his family is.
Oh, well, that's good. If you're down to the point where you can't pay your child support, you can't pay your rent, can't pay your electric bill or anything like that.
But he lied about where he was going. He said he was going to Washington for work, not
home
home to mom.
Interesting. And so have you talked to him since that happened?
No. Because because what he does doesn't affect me unless my name's coming out of his mouth.
If it makes her upset, though, that affects you because you got to see her upset, and that sucks.
It does upset me, but I'm not going to do anything about it because that's between them. I mean, unless he turns into a complete fucking fuck.
Right, or things start getting violent or something like that, or hurting the kids or something.
You know, that's between them because those are their children.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm in love with her, and I live with her and the boys, and...
From what it sounds like, you guys are pretty much together. Like, you're helping raise the kids, being a good dad and everything, from what I've heard. And you're doing a good job. You're filling that void that was created when he turned into a fuck-up, basically. And that's good. That's what the kids need, for sure. Yeah.
And I'm very much considering proposing to her.
So. Are you?
Yeah.
You want to do it on the show?
No.
Okay. You want to do it at the 250 show?
No.
No? Is she listening to this right now?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, feel free, man, if you want to. That'd be cool. No. He's blushing. Yeah.
Am I blushing?
I don't know. Probably. It's probably the sparks.
Well, how long have you guys been together, you said?
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah.
8 months.
8 months? How long have we been together? We've been together since February.
Too long. Yeah, February.
So
6 months.
That's 6 months?
Carry the one. Yeah.
Oh, wow. It feels like so much longer. Holy shit.
It does.
But do you remember when you were a kid and you asked your parents, you know, how do you know when it's the one? And they're just like, you'll know.
You'll know.
Yeah, I know. And
you know why they say that, though? It's because they have no fucking idea. They're like, well, I was supposed to know, but I still don't know, so fuck it. I hope you'll know.
I hope this is the right idea.
Right. We're kind of past the point of no return here, so.
Yeah.
But with me, you know, I've been in love before, but, you know, with her, it's just, you know, I know.
It just feels like the one.
It's just, she is what I want.
Everything you've ever looked for?
Yes.
No, but she's just, you know, what I could find.
It's like, well, I've been in love, Ryan. Also. I've been engaged 4 different times, okay? And
who did the proposing in those 4 different times? Was it always the dudes?
Always the dudes.
Hmm.
Okay, and this time I can actually see myself being with you longer than, you know, I was with those guys. Like, I can see, see myself leaving you anytime soon at all.
Do you think the show has anything to do with that? Because girls are attention whores,
no,
all of them?
No, it's not just that. It's the fact that we can get along and do this show, okay? And that's awesome because we argue all the time. I'm not even going to fucking lie.
Daily, would you say?
Fucking minutely.
No, right? There's a few days that go by where we don't
argue. You mean
argue?
Like a few 5-minute sections of the day that we're totally cool with each other?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I mean. So we're all right some days, and we're not most days, okay? And
we're not? Are you really? We're not when you're on the rag, because you're kind of a bitch when that happens.
Yeah, like this whole week, not cool. Anyway.
Not at all.
But what we do is we come and do this show, and the show has a lot to do with our relationship, because when we get pissed off at each other, what do? We come and sit down and talk it out on the show.
Well, we yell and scream and throw punches first, and then when that's all finished and we're, you know, conscious again,
but
then we
come.
This
is like a therapeutic type of thing for us, you know? Like,
well,
we don't even talk. Like, if we're pissed at each other, we don't even fucking talk to each other the
whole
day.
But what it is,
and then we sit down and do the show together and everything's fine and we fuck and it's great.
What it really boils down to is that most couples don't communicate. We have to, because you co-host this show with me now, because Brayden left. So, it's me and you, and you know how much this means to me and to everyone listening, and you would feel like a rancid fucking cunt if you let that all go down the shitter, because you wanted to leave or fuck somebody else or whatever.
Well, that too, but
Come on, that too, that's a big part of it.
But I've never actually felt like, you know, I could spend the rest of my life with someone before. And that's kind of nice. It's like, all right, cool.
Red Fox says, except when I start arguments, then you stop the show. go ahead.
Burrito-ish Lee says, why did Brayden leave?
You can search for the episode that's named Resignation, and you can hear his resignation, and that's why he left.
He did write a resignation.
Yes, he did.
It was very sad. I cried.
Did you?
A little.
Afterwards?
After sex.
That's sad. I guess it's better after than during, though.
Right. Well, a little during, because you hit me kind of hard, but...
Well, you know. You deserve it. I mean, come on, guys. So, how old are your kids now?
They'll be 2.5 in December.
Okay, so one day...
They'll be 3 in December, excuse me.
In December?
They're 2.5 now, they'll be 3 in December.
And we say that they because they're twins. It's not like... Right. They have the same birthday.
Yes.
So, eventually, they're going to turn into teenagers, right?
Yes.
Pretty soon.
Dear yes. God.
Time flies. When you're having pie, dude. Trust me.
When you're having pie?
Yeah. It's pet. It's pet. You order the pie, right? And then everything's cool. And then, like, you're waiting for it, and time is going so slow. You're like, man, I wish that pie would get here, right? And then the pie gets there, and the next thing you know, like, the pie's gone. You're like, fuck, dude. Time flies when you're having pie. I'm telling you. That's how it was for me the other day.
It's not like pancakes, because the first pancakes are all exciting,
or hot
then by the end, you're just fucking sick of them.
Yeah. You're like, man, I put too much butter in this. Hey, is that my heart? Hey, do you feel my heart? Because I don't. Okay, so when they're teenagers, you're going to need to watch out for something, okay?
Okay.
Teenagers.
Sex.
Well, right.
Drugs.
But they're boys.
Rock and roll.
So,
okay, no Marilyn Manson. Right, so they'll be doing the
fucking. I have two penises to worry about, not.
Right. They'll be doing
not
the fucking,
all the
hopefully.
Penises if I were to have a daughter.
By the time that happens, I would hope that they would make something that's like a sew-on condom, one that you just wash or whatever.
And you just, that just sew it on.
Yeah, you like surgically stitch it to their, you know, nether regions.
So
and then you don't have to worry about it. It's like Net Nanny for fucking internet predators.
Or you could just not circumcise them and then just kind of sew that up enough just to where the piss comes out.
Jeez. Dude, they get all with infected plastic. And stuff. That'd be just horrible. Don't ever say that again. That was messed up.
Anyway, so...
A pocket of skin with... Oh, no.
Jesus.
No.
How?
You are wrong, sir.
Gotta
I don't
use
approve.
A Q-tip to stick in there with peroxide. To
I don't approve.
And be like, if you never want to feel what that feels like ever again, then stop doing this.
Yeah, that's, don't ever. Because
that's not fun, is it, guys?
I think I just. I don't know. Never mind.
So apparently, there was a study published that says little tweens who skip their breakfast lose their virginity earlier. If you're
is
out
that
the
true?
Door,
it, teens possibly, or twins?
Teens.
Okay.
Tweens.
Well, let
if
me
you're
put
out
it
the
for
door,
you
you're spending that time you should have been spending sitting down with family,
and
eating
for
breakfast, getting blowjobs behind the fucking bleachers. All dude, right,
put it this
me.
Way:
you wouldn't have spent all that time on your back.
High school chicks are whores, dude. I don't know if you
when
know
I
this
was
or
in
not.
School.
You did you go to high school or did you drop out before that?
I went to high school.
Okay, did you graduate?
A lot later, but yes.
All right, fair enough.
Were you a whore?
Yes, all right. Did you...
Self-explanatory.
Did you or did you not tend to skip breakfast every now and then?
I never ate breakfast.
All right, well, there we go.
Case closed.
And
I personally...
Virginity lost?
At 12.
13, close.
I was totally joking, but that's sad.
That's
a sad, sad fact of life, folks.
But well, that's kind of true, because you know what I did? I skipped breakfast so I could walk like down the block to
and
my
fuck.
Boyfriend's house.
And fuck.
And fuck.
I know it. Horror.
And then we'd probably skip school.
Probably.
Yeah, and that's probably why I didn't graduate till 07 instead
that
of 03.
Makes sense.
Right.
I graduated in 99. And that's because I even got held.
You're old fuck.
I even got held back a year because I got pneumonia and it kicked my ass for like 8 months because the doctor said it was asthma.
I was lazy
Thank
and smoked
you.
A lot of pot and
doctor.
Was an art geek. I'm very sorry.
I was an art geek.
I loved smoking pot and painting shit. I'm sorry. I got caught up in my bedroom
that's
painting
crazy.
The walls.
I would have graduated in 98 if that wouldn't have happened.
Well, I would have graduated in 03 if I actually did my shit right.
Yeah, whatever. Japanese researchers studied 3,000 sluts and said that teens who skip breakfast lose their virginity earlier than those who start their days off with some food. Specifically, researchers found that people in their early teens who regularly skip breakfast lost their virginity at an average age of, what would you say?
14.
Okay, what would you say?
12.
I'm going to say the answer is 17 and a half because I'm reading it here, so you both are way off.
Really?
Versus an average...
Of course you're going to lose your virginity by 17 years old. You want to fuck everything that moves when you're 17.
I think... when I was in grade school, I ate breakfast, and I was going to Trinity, and even, like, before that, so grade school. And then when I got into junior high, I kind of did still, but I stopped. And then when I got into high school, I totally wasn't at all, and I was totally fucking, so... I can see that. I can definitely see that. I would be interested, thejamhole.com/feedback, if you guys would like to send in your ages of virginity lost and whether or not you had breakfast. Just we'll do a little study.
Just a little survey.
Unless you're Japanese, because then...
And let's make guesses on when I lost mine.
Oh, right. Yes, you.
Did you
I'm
eat
gonna
breakfast?
Say you ate breakfast up until about 13, and then that was.
And you were like,
it.
Oh, poontang.
What was it, Ryan?
Well, no, let's wait for some feedback.
Oh, okay. Well
I'm
going to
go ahead and
that,
say because guys lose their virginity later than women.
Because there's
I'm
like
gonna have to say that because
15-second lag. Thanks, Ustream.
Yes, there's a 15-second lag on life. That's why men lose their virginity later. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
No, it's because girls mature faster, and when I say mature, I mean suck cock. So
better
that.
Right.
Is what it is. Right. It is what it is, right?
Anyway, I'm going to have to say probably about 15 or
15?
16.
Yeah?
Yeah, because that's about when guys usually lose their virginity. Chicks a
Nacho,
little earlier.
Nacho says 12. And when did you stop eating breakfast? The same? I bet it is. I bet it is.
Probably.
That's weird.
I don't know, dude.
Go Japanese, fools. The study funded by Japan's health ministry looked for ways to curb unwanted pregnancies, you know, because you're only allowed 2 kids and anything after that is A-B-O.
Yeah, out.
Looking for ways to curb unwanted pregnancies, researchers concluded that a stable home life, one that encourages breakfast eating, discourages early sex. Is it because your mom's like standing there staring at you like, and you're like, dude, I've been totally fucking, damn it.
My mom was like, keep your fucking door open. Don't you leave the door. Don't you shut that door.
If girls,
I can't see you. And dude, I managed to lose mine at 13.
At your house?
Problems.
At your house?
Yes. Yes.
While they were there?
No.
Okay.
Well, my dad showed up an hour later for lunch.
Huh. Was he like, smells like someone
lost
their
virginity?
No, boyfriend
was in the closet hiding behind the clothes and me and my dad played Oddworld.
Did he leave? Did you get out the back
window? Well, no, he stayed at the closet the whole time. Me and my dad played Oddworld.
Really? Did you guys make gay jokes when he came out of the closet? Come on!
No.
That's why
he
came out.
No, we played Oddworld and stuff, and then he went back from lunch, and then he came out of the closet and stuff, and then we did it again.
Oh, your dad was just on his lunch break?
Yeah,
lucky.
An hour lunch break. Dude, was like, in the, seriously, if you would have seen my closet, though, you'd be like, oh, man, that sucks balls, because, like,
26.
There was a table, and you had to, like, be like this. And, like, just sit there, and you could not move, and you could not breathe.
I remember a time
everything.
When it was, like, you had to have dinner at the table, and it was all, like, proper,
nah,
and it was
that.
Something.
You have dinner at the couch.
Something you never miss. No, TV off at the fucking table.
Yep, that's...
And then, once my parents got divorced, it was like, I don't give a shit. At all. Like,
fuck this. Where's the recliner?
Have you eaten today? Because I don't give a shit.
There's some ramen in the cabinet, dude.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, that's what I'm trying to have in my house is the, you know, dinner,
right.
TV off, sit
at
down.
At a set time, TV
it's
off.
It's very nice. It is.
Like, toys put away before dinner. That's important. Yep. Don't fuck this up, dude. Yep.
No, because I'm like, boys, you know, no toys at the table.
So do you just go based off of how you were brought up then? And does it just keep getting passed on and shit?
No, I go off of
just
what I think is right.
Yeah, that works. Unless what you think is right, like, is eating other people's faces, because then that probably wouldn't work so good.
Okay,
right.
Ryan.
26 says 16, and he had breakfast every day. Did you stop having breakfast with your parents once you lost it, though? Because I think there's something weird about that.
Well,
like,
I mean, there's some kids that eat breakfast, but not with their parents.
Well, right. I was eating, like, sour gummy worms on the way to the fucking bus.
Well,
but.
Fucking
well
it.
No. I had breakfast all the way up until about junior high.
Yeah? Hot cereal and pancakes and waffles?
Well, no. It was my own made because both my parents left for work before, right when I was getting up for school. So, like, they'd wake us up and leave, and then we would shower and make our own breakfast.
See, mom would always wake up earlier and then, like, have breakfast made and then wake us up and leave.
Now I get it.
So then we would have breakfast.
Now I fucking get it.
Get what?
You're a spoiled fuck.
Oh, that we were raised properly? I'm sorry, white trash.
I'm sorry that your parents got up hella early to cook you food.
Oh, yeah, because they had to be to work hella early because they were earning like 125 grand a year. I'm sorry. Your parents
made poor
decisions.
Dude, you know, if I was
decisions.
Making that much money, and, you know, you ever say your that again, I will fucking punch you in the goddamn
high
teeth,
five.
And I will make you
high
shit
five.
Your own teeth, okay? Cut
high
it out.
High five.
No, no high five. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, no. No, I understand now, because, yeah, if you're used to getting fucking made breakfast every morning by your parents, no wonder you won't fucking
well,
cook
hey,
shells of cheese.
Once they got
no
divorced.
No wonder you won't fucking take the time out of your day to boil a pot of fucking water.
I when work I, all day, goddammit!
When but, I cook for you all fucking week, and I cook the most awesomest fucking shit, do I not?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I cook you awesome fucking shit all goddamn week, and you know what? You can't even cook
Look,
shells
Ryan's
and cheese.
Ryan's like closing his eyes like, stop arguing! You make it stop!
No, I'm just saying I'm out of this. I'm just leaving this shit alone. I'm just going
to
sit back.
No, yeah, it's different. And I also went to a private fucking school my whole life. That wasn't
you
my choice,
fed.
But I did. I couldn't fucking help it.
You went
it.
To a private school?
Until 8th grade, yeah.
Ah.
I couldn't fucking help it. It was a Christian school.
I went to a Christian school and then I kicked the fucking ball that the hamster played in and got fucking kicked out.
Well, you're more of a dude than I am. I'm sorry.
Well, grow some fucking balls.
Yeah, I got some fucking balls.
Faggot.
I got some fucking
Faggot.
Balls. Hey.
Hey. Cook shells and
you're
cheese.
A lesbian. I'm not hungry anymore.
Well, you know
you
what?
You made me
Start
lose my appetite.
Something. Start cooking stuff, okay?
You know who
and
is?
You know what? When I ask you to help me with the dishes, fucking do it.
Oh, how can I put this nicely? Fuck you and the dishes. Don't throw shit at me.
I'm gonna throw shit
so,
at
hey, you know who else likes food?
You. And
besides,
your fat ass.
Besides me.
And your fat ass.
Besides my fat ass. Ryan, do you like food?
No.
Yes, I like food.
You know who else likes food? The overweight people.
Of course.
Huh? Did you know? You know we're America, right? America.
America.
We like to fight wars,
America.
Right? War. So, not only are we, you know, in a war in Iraq and the Middle East, God rest their souls, the whole Middle East, but we're also at war with the overweight. Did you know that?
Yeah,
thank
I think
you
so.
For that.
I'm so sorry, but that was hilarious.
Would Paul Schaefer just belt a fucking nasty ass burp on David Letterman?
Yes.
I'm just asking.
Yes.
I don't think he would.
He's got enough money. He can do what the fuck he
I
wants.
I think he's a little classier than that, guys. San Diego. Excuse me.
Well, I'm not Paul Schaefer. I'm not the co-host. I'm the guest.
Oh, that's true.
She well, does wait, it. Wait, I do that
she
too.
She does that shit too, though.
And yes, I'm the co-host.
Yes,
wait,
she
wait.
Is now. Thanks.
Oh, God.
Practically the minute President Obama announced Regina and Benjamin, a Zaftig doctor who also has an MBA and is the recipient of a MacArthur Genius Grant. Do you know what Zaftig means?
No.
It means fat. I looked it up because I didn't know what it meant either.
What was the exact definition for it?
Oh, fuck. I don't know the exact. Summing it up, it was like
fat
round, voluptuous, big boned, big titted, big butt, fucking big okay. booty hose, hot with it. And then there was an MP3 and it was like boom, 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 boom. You know? The attacks were vicious. Michael Carrocock. Owner of a Denver.
Carrocock.
That's what it says, dude. Owner of a Denver anti gym. That's in quotes. Is that a real word? Anti gym?
What the fuck is an anti gym? A McDonald's?
You know what? Yeah, that would do it. If a gym,
to the anti-gym, yeah, the Golden Arches, yeah, that place.
That makes fucking sense. If a gym is a place to eat massive amounts of fucking fat, calories, and food and whatnot, then that would definitely be it. Obesity is the number one issue.
McDonald's.
Do you drool when we say the word McDonald's? obesity is the number one issue facing our... I can't even say that with a straight face. The number one issue facing our country in terms of the health and wellness. And she has shown not that she was born in this way. Not that she woke up one day and was obese. It was like a gradual transformation. I wasn't born, you know, 400 pounds. Right. That's awesome. She has shown through being lazy and making poor food choices that she's obese. She didn't just wake up to it one day. She was lazy and made awful, awful food choices.
So she's gluttonous?
Gluttonous, right, correct. She participates in one of the seven deadly sins, absolutely, yeah.
Well, and then there's sloth, laziness.
Right, sloth.
So there's both of them.
Probably lust, like, them, oh man, those fucking chicken cheeseburger fingers. Mm. Oh man. The anger about Benjamin wasn't the only example of vitriol hurled at the overweight. Cintra Wilson, style columnist for the New York Times, recently wrote a column so disdainful of JCPenney's plus-size mannequins that the Times... Are we talking about JCPenney's plus-sized mannequins?
So what, someone wrote a complaint about some fat mannequins?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. They're like, can you dress them in black or vertical?
Can you put
vertical...
the skinny ones back up? What'd you do with those? Can we have those back now, please?
The guy that sweeps the floors, he actually took those all home.
Yeah, there's now holes all over them. Can't help it.
This model issue is being used as a smokescreen to justify self-destructive lifestyle that costs me more money in healthcare costs. Do you think, like, would you... You would spend quite a bit of money in the long run if you were fat over, you know, if you were just a normal average weight or maybe a little less than average, preferably human. Like, in the long run, that will actually physically, materialistically cost you money because of your weight.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, yeah, dude. I mean, you're like, you... Okay, it's would like, you buy... Compared to buying medium clothes...
Clothes aren't more expensive, are they?
Yes.
If they're
yes.
bigger? Are they really?
Oh, yeah. But you have to use also, more material to fucking make them.
Yeah.
That's a slap
in the
face.
And then even think about taking more heat to heat that fat. All that fat and everything to make that center core feel warm.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So there's energy.
The earth has a pretty hot fucking core. I'll give you that. let's see here. For fat bias is nothing new in America, obviously. Public outrage at other people's obesity has a lot to do with America from the turn of the 20th century to about World War I. Is that about the time we started getting pissed at fatties? We're like, hey. Hey, fatty, you want a cheeseburger? Hey, fatty.
No, that's about right
yourself.
When...
I was talking to him.
You're the fatty.
I was talking to the cat, actually.
You know what? You're the lightest person in this room, but you know what? You are the fatty.
You know what? Going
just
by mass,
you know.
Going by mass body index, I think the cat is the most overweight person in the room. I'm pretty sure. The cat or you. Pointing at Dana. You. And then you. And then me. I win.
Hey, wait.
I'm the most not fat.
Burrito-ish Lee says some overweight people are not fat because they eat too much.
What? Say that again.
Some people are not too fat because they eat too much.
Right.
Sometimes
people are just it's glandular.
Sometimes it's glandular. Yes, that's true, too. But, I mean, well, I don't know. Because, see, my best friend, Josh, who is... DEFCON J in the chat right now. His parents, they ain't fucking little people, alright? I love him to death. I mean, no offense to you, DEFCON J, but your parents are huge. And you are 145 pounds soaking wet.
Cheers.
Okay? So, either it's... Cilantro. Either you have it or you don't. I guess you can say some people are born but big some boned.
People
like,
well, some people on. Hold on, some people get that way. A lot of people I went to school with when I was a little more overweight
Death
and they
Gun
were
Jay
skinny
says it scares me every day.
That is scary. But they were way skinny and I had a little weight on me and now they are all big fat fuckers, dude. I'm not making jokes. Seriously. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear the bell. They are pretty big.
Well, the thing is, dude, is some people are born not born but yeah, born, whatever.
Make lifestyle choices that negatively or
no,
adversely
not
affect.
Only that, but
it's just
like,
in their
okay,
genetics.
A person okay. like me.
I'll take, yeah, I could see it's
look,
genetic.
Look, a person
a little
like
bit.
Me, I'm thick. I'm not fat. I'm not skinny.
You're
either.
Big boned, I would say.
I'm not even big boned.
She's
dude.
Not
even
big
that.
Boned, dickhead.
She's big boob, though.
Big okay. boob. I'll take that yeah, one. You can ding the bell on that boob. One. Thank you very much. All right. No, I do have a voluptuous rib.
Burrito-ish says, I am fat because I drink too much. Some people do, also, I've
some
noticed.
Some people also little. Do get the fucking keg roll
yep,
going, you know?
It's a keg. Is that ironic that the thing that formed there was what you were drinking out of?
Like, oh, fuck the six-pack, I got some keg. But, anyway. No, if I were, okay, a woman at the age of 23 years old,
mm-hmm.
at my height,
mm-hmm.
should be about 130 pounds.
122, 23, but
now,
sure.
In between about 125
I'll give you that.
And 132, okay?
115 and 125.
You're an idiot.
Tops. Tops.
You're an idiot. Okay, I'm taller than
tops.
You. That's not right.
Okay.
All right, but if, okay, at 5'7", being 23 years old, you would have to be 125 pounds to 132 pounds to be average.
Right.
Okay. Or that's the norm of that age and that height and whatever. Okay.
No, that's okay? just what they tell you is the expected
well,
standard.
Yes, that's the average or whatever. That's
no,
the small
the
petite woman that you normally
no,
see.
No, that's not average. That's the standard. That's like what you have
well,
to
if you think about it this way, I was in modeling for 6 years, okay? And anything
what
above
did you weigh back then?
The same size I am now. I'm not even joking.
Okay.
Not even joking. Maybe
for reals? You were this big when you were 13.
No.
Okay, then. Thank you.
I was probably about... What? How old were you in 7th grade?
Doesn't matter.
I was in 7th grade when I hit a D cup. Okay. I'm a double D now, anyway. But what happens is anything above a size 10 and up,
mm-hmm.
is a plus size model.
Are we talking
size,
shoes here or what?
No, dress size.
Oh,
okay?
right.
So a woman that wears a size 10, like I do, I mm-hmm. wear a size 10. Okay?
Oh, fillingly. No, that's good. Like, you fill that shit out. Like, bam. You should see it.
He's being sweet.
Thank you.
I hope so.
Thank you. Fillingly.
I got your back.
You just saved his ass. Okay. All right. Well, I wear a size 10, and anything a 10 and over... It's a plus size model. So I had to model as a plus size model for a long time. And that was ridiculous, okay? But if you would take my body type and make me...
Bend it over a chair. Oh, wait. What? Sorry.
Okay, put it this way. When I was in Florida and living on my own and stuff, and I was living off basically fish, like what I would catch.
Fresh fish, right.
I weighed 126 pounds.
Uh-huh.
I looked anorexic.
Right.
Like I was dying.
I don't know if you know this or not, but that's hot.
Did she just say she caught herself, her own fish, with her teeth?
Crying?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
No one can hear you.
Oh, okay.
No one can hear
no
you.
No one can hear what that was, but that's
I have
funny.
No idea what he just said. Ignore whatever he just said. But seriously, dude, if you were to take me and carve, like, I don't know, however many pounds off of me to get me to 125 pounds, I look ridiculous.
75? Oh,
I will
just
kill
a shot.
I'm 155
that was a shot
pounds.
In the dark. That was a shot in the dark.
I'm 155 pounds.
I'm
fucking
even,
proud of it, bitch.
I didn't even think
I
about that.
I could kick
that.
Your ass
I just
in a
said
heartbeat.
It. Hey, I just hey. Said it. I wasn't thinking. I just said it. Just throwing
you
it out
fat
there.
Fat
no!
You called me fat!
You're not
air.
Fat.
He's poking fun.
I was just
fun.
Throwing
what
it.
The shit.
I fucking
that was
he's
silly.
Poking
that
fun at the woman's insecurity of weight. It's not even
you.
Directed
you
towards
to
you.
About
it's
your
just...
penis?
And when you get older, it'll be your age.
You want me to talk about your penis? If you if you want to hit on my insecurities.
Is that what you're insecure about? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm a little insecure
everything wrong with you, and that's what you're like, oh, don't fucking
well,
pick on me about that.
Well, dude, no, seriously, every other chick my age, you know, and I was, dude, I was a model for a long time, and seeing other chicks my age and being a model and stuff, they all looked different than I did, okay? So when I look at me, and then I look at the standard, okay, for that time and stuff.
Let's be honest, though, the standard has gone way down. I'm saying the girls that are modeling now compared to the girls that were modeling when you were doing it, the standard has gone way down.
No, I think it's gone up, actually. Oh, okay. Because back then it was like you have to be 6 foot tall and have no boobs and no ass and right. weigh about 110 pounds.
That's not hot anymore.
No, that's fucking disgusting.
Nowadays we need some boobs. We need some ass.
Have you guys seen those Kmart commercials with like the 12-year-old showing off the jeans and it like shows them turn around and stick their ass out and
no, but I think that's kind of what we was making fun of when they were when what's her name's fat chick daughter was like in the plus size girl commercials. I don't know. It was in the first season, I think. But yeah, she's like, I'm the husky something kid. Damn it.
But some anyway, the moral of the story is that
stop
some
eating
chicks,
so much. That's
no,
the moral of the
story.
Some
chicks, okay, a girl my age can be 120 fucking pounds, dude, and have like almost no boobies and no butt, but you know what? Still look fucking good because their frame is built to their body. Okay?
Okay.
You get it now?
Absolutely.
Everybody's
I got
built
it, like,
in different shapes
ago.
And sizes and stuff. Yeah, some might be built different or whatever, but
you
like,
know why?
What?
Because that's how God does it.
Whoever the fuck that
virtually
is.
Any news article about weight that is posted online garners a slew of comments from readers expressing disgust that people let their weight get so out of control. And that's true for the internet. Like, the internet, no matter what you post on the internet, there will be people being like, you suck! Fuck you! You know, like, that's just how the internet is. Disgusting, disgraceful, shameful. While the debate rages on about obesity and the best ways to deal with it, the attitudes Americans have toward those with extra pounds are only getting nastier. And that's just a little something I like to call motivation. We are helping you positively by motivating you to not be a big fat fuck. That's all.
Well, stop being a big fat fuck.
I know. That's what I'm trying to tell these fat fuckers. All right. Put the cake down and just stop being such a fat fuck. Are you cool?
I'm cool.
Don't fuck with the cat, I'm telling you, dude.
I can't.
You fuck
it.
With the cat, you get the claws.
Come here.
All right, well.
Cats never fuck with me. Fuck you, cat.
Remember a while ago we were talking about how in Denver, Colorado, people are just not giving a fuck about smoking weed, like just wherever?
Yeah.
They would be out in the streets and be like, hey, cop.
You smoking a blunt.
Fuck you, pig. And, like, the cops were not really doing anything, but they maybe were every now and then. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Thank you.
I never heard about it.
Okay. Show of hands. So now in Denver, apparently, they're trying to push the fine for if you were to get caught with weed to $1. They're like...
That would be cool.
This is a good
like
idea,
like, around the
right?
globe. I would... You know, I don't even smoke pot, but I would carry pot on me just to get caught. So I could be like, here's a dollar.
Here's a dollar. I'd wipe my ass with it and be like, oh, is this here too wanted? You prick.
Oh, hey, I was meaning to ask you a question.
Me?
Yes, you.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, I was going through the computer the other day.
Uh-oh.
And there are some pictures.
Uh-huh.
Of a bunch of dollar bills and stuff. With some poop on them.
Right.
And then it looks like you wipe the poop off of them in the next picture.
No, I wasn't wiping the poop off of them.
No,
I was
it looks
rubbing...
like you kind of just rubbed it in and kind of smeared it around
right.
on it, right?
I
dry
was actually,
enough.
I was writing my name.
And it was kind of dry enough or whatever. And then the next picture
it
I see you stuffing the money, the
into
poop
an
covered
envelope.
Money, into an envelope.
Right.
And then the next picture on the envelope is written rent.
Right. I remember that.
And so I would like
that was
an
a long time ago.
I would like an explanation to that, please.
Well, that was a long time ago.
That is a brilliant idea, though, by the way.
You've never heard of poo dollars?
I never did it.
A long time ago, people used to tip waitresses, allegedly, in poo dollars if
oh
they were
God.
Being bitches about us just drinking coffee back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, when kids did that, you're just like, I'll have coffee, and the waitress was like,
oh, at like Sykes, it's like
and then,
10 cents.
Well,
coffee.
No, this was
or
like
at Finnegan's.
Finnegan's, right, right, way back when, and then... You know, they'd be like, I'm just going to smoke here. And then they're like, well, if you're just going to get coffee, I'm going to card you. And you're like, well, fuck, I'm only 17. so here's poo dollars. Poo dollar, if you don't know, is you just wipe poo on dollars and then you leave them for people. In my alleged case or example, i.e. I would... it was this landlord I had way back when I lived up in Lakeside.
You just pooped all over the money, dude.
Well, no, like, check this out.
You laid all the money out and there's like poo all over
it. I didn't just take a dump over the money. That would be silly and an excessive use of feces, which I did not need. I was good at doing this. You would just poop in the toilet and then take out what you would need. You don't want to waste, right? So I had this landlord that was just a real fucking prick, allegedly, up in Lakeside a long time ago, like back in 01 or something. And he was just an asshole, and I locked my keys out of my fucking apartment one day, and he was just a real prick about it, even though he lived right there. It wasn't like, you know, our landlord now that lives across the fucking valley. He lived right there. He was just a real dick. So I took a dump and wiped it on these $100 bills, allegedly, and put them in an envelope and slipped it under his door.
Are you serious? That was so great. Yeah. Did he ever say anything about it?
Well, he actually, allegedly, he said he didn't receive my rent. And I was like, well, I'm pretty sure I gave that rent to you. I slipped it under your door. And he's like, oh, well, you're not supposed to do that. And I don't have the money. I'm like, well, I paid, so I don't know what to tell you. And then he's like, well, I guess you're just going to have to move out. And I was like, yeah, I guess so. Basically, these places were shit, dude. It was like, it used to be a hotel way back when, and then they just cut up the fucking rooms and made them smaller and turned them into apartments. And that's kind of what it was. So, fuck him.
Okay. Let's see here.
Are we moving on? So Denver, potlaws are a dollar, or they want them to be.
Nacho Camacho says, I've only been watching for a month or two, and I knew that she was insecure about weight.
Well, duh.
You gotta
all
get
chicks,
on your A game, Matt.
All chicks are, dude. Duh. Come on. Right? Is your chick insecure if you went in there and you're like, hey, you want some more cake, you fat fuck? Which she would be pissed, right? She'd slap you.
Well, yeah, because I called her fat, but she's not insecure about her weight.
Well, so if
she
you
just doesn't want to be called fat.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. You would say it a little less invasive than that, but...
You'd be like, hey, fatty fat McFat Pants.
Oh, hey, what's for dinner, honey? Fried chicken, you
oh,
fat...
Oh, fucking, you know it.
If Denver's presiding judge accepts the recommendation from the Denver Marijuana Policy Review Panel, the fine would be the lowest in the entire nation for marijuana possession. That's like cheating at the Price is Right. You're like, I'll bid $1. Like, no fine's a dollar, dude. You gotta bid at least 25. That's like, what, littering and...
Yeah.
Littering and... Right.
Smoke in the
reefer. Absolutely. the panel was created by Mayor John Hickenlooper in December 07 after voters passed an ordinance that made it so adult marijuana possession is the city's lowest law enforcement priority. Hey, Denver, Colorado. Good job. Finally.
Yeah, props to you.
That was a good job. Well done. In May 08, the city attorney's office made it so those cited for the crime can mail in their fines instead of having to appear in court. That's pretty cool. At that time, the city attorney's office assigned the value of the fine at an eighth of weed is how much?
$1.
No.
$50.
$50, absolutely.
I thought you were talking about fines.
A fine for $50. It is. But now they're like, hey, $50 is how much I can get another sack for, so how about you drop it down to $1?
I'll give you the buck. I'll go get another sack. It's cool.
That's right. Hey, can I give you 49? I'll give you 51 next time.
How about I just give you, like, a quarter of a gram? That's about $1, right?
Okay. By setting the fine at just $1, we're sending a message to Denver officials that the era of citing adults for using a less harmful drug than alcohol is over. It is over! This is gonna kill somebody one of these days. And by this I mean alcohol. Weed will probably not.
It might.
Probably
one
not.
One day. Probably one day some
not.
Guy
probably
gonna
not.
Stay on his couch and forget to like breathe. Okay.
Probably not.
It's gonna happen.
I've been pretty fucked up and I've never forgotten to breathe.
Yeah.
Have you?
No.
You're still here with us,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah. All right. I've smoked. And drank
some fucking
and
weed, right?
Snorted and did everything
I can tell.
To the max.
And, yeah. Okay, got it. Sorry, that was a bad pun.
Lieutenant Ernest Martinez with the Denver Police Department is also part of the panel and voted against lowering the fine. Quote, "There's no indication that there's a problem with the fine schedule," Martinez said. "The panel is going outside the bounds of the language of the ordinance." Martinez thinks there should be more dialogue about the changes. It'd be like, "We want a dollar," and he's like, "No, 50." And you're like, $1.25. And he's like, "No, 50. You're like, $1.50. And like, until he's like, "Okay, done." You meet up at like 2279.
Right.
That's going to be fun. So moving on then. Let's see. So,
well, that's still a step closer for the legalizing.
Oh, absolutely.
That is a tour. Yeah. I think that's way cooler.
And honestly, dude, in the last fucking, like, I don't know, 25, 30 years, how many people have really honestly been busted for just sitting at home and smoking weed? It's
no
just,
one.
It's if you're growing massive fucking amounts and making money that's untaxable, which the government fucking hates.
Yeah.
Or you're fucking doing some shady shit like running guns or something like that.
Yeah, but
also,
if you're just sitting at home with a small sack,
yeah,
and you're
dude,
high,
nobody gives a fuck yeah, what you're cares? Doing. You could be there fucking your fucking little chihuahua or some shit, and no one's going to give a fuck, dude. Not even Taco Bell, I guarantee it. So, speaking of different crimes and fines and whatnot here, I got a little
story. Well, no, PETA would actually give a shit.
Well, yeah, probably. But they'd be smoking weed while they were doing it.
Well, naturally.
So, wait. Are you in the middle of a segue?
Pardon? I was just about to end the show. I was like, you know, speaking of different fines and whatnot, it'll be just fine if we end the show right there.
You're lying. You're totally lying.
Why? Did you need something from me?
I was just wondering
particular...
if you were doing your little thing where you like to tie in everything and like, you know, like, oh, here's a story about, like, a 16-year-old raping a baby. Speaking of
well,
babies,
not anymore.
Was pregnant but killed this guy. I hate those, but it's so great.
I'm pretty good at it, though.
You
huh?
are really good at it. You find anything to go with everything.
Okay, well, check this out. So, I'm going to talk about that. Fines, right?
Fines, right?
Right.
I hate you.
I know. I love you.
Are you thinking about file sharing?
No.
You have the look. You
no,
have the look.
I did. I'm sorry.
Do you have a torrent program on that computer right there, man?
No.
What are you doing?
No.
What were you watching on
nothing.
That computer?
Ustream?
Hey.
Fuck you.
Don't. You'll get fined. Oh, and it won't be for a dollar. I guarantee that shit. And crime doesn't pay unless you rob banks and or armored cars. That was awful. Then it pays very well unless you're robbing them in that new movie that's coming out about the fucking armored cars. Have you seen previews for that yet?
No.
What's it called, dude? We've seen it like fucking twice now. You.
What movie?
About the fucking
armored car
armored
robbery.
Car guards and shit. Isn't it just called Guard or something?
What are you talking about?
Where they hijacked the... Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Wait, I know what it is.
It's called Guard, right?
No.
Is it? It's where
no?
they put all the money on the windows and stuff to like block
yeah.
what they're doing inside the
and
car.
And they're in an armored car.
Yeah, they're in an armored car. Yeah, it's called Guard.
Okay, anyway, okay. So that'll pay pretty well. So take it from Jamie Thomas, who was fined $2 million for downloading 24 songs by the RIAA. $2 million. Do you
that
have $2 million right now?
I got $2 million
right
on my insurance.
A spare $2 million.
My insurance card just came in today. I get $2 million for a lifetime. I'll rack it up in about 4 months. But
this isn't medical, though.
Well, either way, dude, I still got $2 million in my name.
This is illegal file sharing.
It's you know.
Yeah.
If you want to burn a CD for your friend, though, think twice, man.
Yeah, think twice.
It's $2 million.
Except for the Jam Hole. You can give this and probably most other
free.
Podcasts away.
Because it's free.
And not get fined $2 million
totally
at all.
At all.
Well, I'll find you for selling my voice, but I'll sue.
Promise?
Yeah, I'll sue somebody for it.
All that right, other cool. dude. That
like,
other
you know, I didn't sign shit to be on air, okay?
It's in the prenup, don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't see anything saying that my name could be out there.
Plenty of other crimes draw far lighter penalties than downloading. I don't even know. This guy's like making a random obscure.
I read this, and my favorite one is the last one, so go ahead. My favorite
okay.
one.
Okay.
What's the
number one?
This so start over. This is what he's getting arrested for?
This is getting fined that is less money than this kid had to pay for downloading 24 songs.
Let me just
two CDs we'll
that
say
up for you.
Huh?
Let me just lighten that up for you. This is seven crimes that the fine is less than
$2 million.
Less than file sharing. So if you're file
which
sharing,
was $2 million.
You'll get $2 million. If you do any of these seven crimes, the fine will be less.
But you're not
than
understand. You're not understanding this. You get charged per song. It's $2 million for 24 songs. That's a big difference than having, you know.
So it's like two CDs.
Say, so, okay, 24 songs for $2 million. Let's say, what if you had, like, oh, I don't know, 150,000 songs? Then what is it? That's a lot of fucking money, right?
A lot of people could be in trouble right now.
I know.
Dude.
A lot of people. Brayden.
Matt.
Brayden. And probably Ryan.
Nope, I don't have a computer.
And my brother, probably.
Oh my god. Anyway, first fine, please.
Well, you could abduct a child. I
yes.
could take both of your kids right now and pay less money than having 24 songs illegally. What do you think of that?
That's fucked up.
Yes, it is.
That's
so fucked up.
You can also go to prison longer for having a pound of pot and raping a woman.
Probably. Yeah, I don't see that on here. Having weed isn't anywhere on this list. That's good. That's $25,000. If you take a kid, $25,000. Probably a little. It's a little more to have your own, I would say, after you're done with the hospital bills and everything. So I would say probably you should just take one. It'll be cheaper in the long run.
Right. You can just take it back to the previous owner.
Number two, stealing the actual CD. A fine of $2,500. If you were to just walk into Best Buy.
Actual shoplifting?
Yeah, just jack that shit. Don't do it through the internet. Just go.
Yeah, but see what sucks there is that you tried to steal it. You got busted. You have to pay the fine and you still don't have it.
Right, this is like, I didn't really care, but I
well,
figured
then
I might.
Well, you go to your friend that's file sharing and get it from him.
Okay. Robbing your neighbor is number three.
Okay.
Robbing your neighbor, $375,000. I would. I'm going to speculate and say that these are all by gunpoint. Can we say
I
that at least?
I fucking hope so.
Yeah.
That makes it a lot more interesting in my brain.
Yeah. Right. So
rather
just,
than just like some B&A or B&E action.
Right. Or just some kid like sitting at home going like double click, type, 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 enter, double click, enter,
double click,
done. Like it's a lot harder to be like, everybody on the fucking floor! Get on your fucking floor! Bang, bang, bang! You know, like, that's a lot easier. I'd
it's
rather
a lot
be
of
like,
adrenaline rather
double
than
click,
click, click, click.
Double
a
click.
A lot of clicking.
Right?
A lot of clicking.
Type, type, type.
Number four, burn a house down.
Nice!
As long as it's not this one, I don't give a fuck. Burn that motherfucker down. $375,000
also.
That's
a lot more fun than
you
file
could either,
sharing.
Mm-hmm. I would just.
Yes, I do agree that that would be a lot. That would almost be worth, you
worth
know,
it?
A third
yeah,
of $1 million.
It'd have to be a pretty big fucking home.
And someone you really hate.
Well, I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm just saying I'm going to go for, like, who has the biggest house around this motherfucker. If I'm going to do it once, I'm going to do it right.
Right,
I'm
going to
do it good.
Right, I mean, come on.
Might as well burn down Conrad Mansion.
September 25th, let's burn a motherfucking house down.
Just do Conrad Mansion, take down a fucking local
done.
Landmark. Just fucking boom.
Don't say that. Hey. Hey, we're told. Okay, did you hear that? That meant that was a joke. Don't say that.
That means that was a joke.
Don't say that, dude. Somebody's allegedly sending CDs to the police of our shows.
High five for smoking weed. Wow. Stalking someone. You could stalk someone for $175,000. That's not too bad, I
guess. You
could do
that.
I would... Well, no. I guess I would abduct someone as long as it wasn't a child. Like, if it could just be abducting an adult for $25,000.
Hey, could you abduct me?
I would abduct you for, like, $10,000. Sure.
Really?
Sure. Fuck yeah. I got $10,000 to spare. It's fine.
All right.
Number six, starting a dogfight ring. $50,000.
What? Wait, wait. Well, Michael Vick actually
killed some dogs,
but wow, he started a dogfight ring.
Yeah, he was in jail for a while, wasn't he? Like,
he just got out. Yeah,
he did. And who's he coaching for now? Didn't someone was like, hey, Mikey, come here.
He's a fucking criminal. I quit paying attention. I don't want
to. Oh, okay. Well, I heard on some other show, some team fucking signed him up and shit. They were like, hell yeah. They jumped on right when he got out, too. Yeah, $50,000 for that. And probably some jail time, I'm going to say, right?
Yeah.
Probably. Number seven, the last one here. Murder someone with an axe. Probably.
And that is number seven and my favorite. Fine. Because I could fucking murder someone and not get fined as much as I would burning two CDs for a friend.
No, downloading the music.
Well, whatever, you know what I mean.
They probably tack on a little more if you're, like, giving it to people.
Yeah, that's so stupid. If it's available,
you can't get in trouble for giving it away.
Yeah, is that for personal use or are you commercial distributing?
That's pirating.
That's illegal.
Are you a pirate?
No, if you're giving it away for free with no profit to yourself,
well, right.
They can't.
But
if you're trying to even sell it for a dollar to pay for the CD that you burned it onto, then you're fucked.
But most people, in my alleged experience, have always just traded things. Be like, hey, I'll give you some of this if you burn me, like, five CDs, you know?
Right.
That's
like,
usually how
it was either that or, like, $5 for the CD.
You're not that dude on the corner somewhere in New York that's like, bootlegs.
I got CDs.
Newest DVDs. I know you're interested. Yeah. I saw you look.
Not
come
even
here.
Out yet.
We made eye contact. Come here. Come
that's
back
a
here.
Sale. That's a
you
sale.
Motherfuck, that's a sale. You owe me. You now owe me $16, you motherfucker.
You give me credit card number now. Right? I charge your account. I call into B of A and piss off the teller.
That's awesome.
Which is me.
Seriously, murdering someone will result in a lighter overall penalty than downloading a bunch of songs and getting caught.
A lighter overall penalty.
Absolutely.
A lighter overall penalty. Well,
granted, hold on, you don't get shivved in the showers at home, but still, huh?
Yeah.
Whoever wrote this, high five. Andrew Winnestorfer.
That's a fucking nice gay job. Last name.
Nice job. Hey.
Nice last name.
He wrote a good article.
Winnestorfer. Winnestorfer? Winnestorfer?
What's his name? Dana. The fuck is that? It's like Dan with an A.
That's why I put an I on the end and called it cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think...
you.
She was trying to write her name in her piss in the snow, and she just had a dribble left, and she just had to finish it with a dot rather than try to come around to finish the A.
She
was just like, fuck it!
Now that makes sense.
My name is Danny.
That makes sense.
I'm done. There's not enough piss left to go around.
So speaking of murdering someone, this one is called 9-year-old boy dies after being dragged 2 kilometers underneath truck. No, I'm totally kidding. Are you ready to get out of here?
Yes. Jesus fucking H. Christ, man.
You know what this town is called?
What?
It's in Oki, and then the town is called Fuck You Oka.
I was going to say Okeechobee, but
Fuck You Oka. I'm not making that up. F-U-K, fuck you, which would be you, Oka, O-K-A.
Fuck you, Oka. Fuck you, fuck it.
There's
okay.
a
fuck
player
you,
that
okay.
plays for the Cubs called Fukudomi, and it's spelled Fuck You Do Me.
Nice! Fukudomi? What?
Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. That's not a joke. That's seriously.
I'll take that back. That's awesome.
Oh my god, how do you say that again?
Fukudomi.
Fukudomi? Like, fuck fuck you, do me.
Yep.
It's so anyway, I think these are Chinese people. But yeah, 59-year-old truck driver like rolled through and plowed over a 9-year-old boy, and that sucks.
Aw.
I'm sorry. A 10-ton truck.
Well,
and it drug him for like 2 kilometers. 2 km.
Cool. Does it show pictures?
That sucks, dude.
Pictures, videos.
Could you imagine his parents? Like, he got hit by a truck. That fucking sucks.
Well, I've been hit by 3 cars, but I haven't been drugged for fucking 3 fucking miles.
2 kilometers.
Wait, you've been hit by 3 cars?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
The first car.
Someone didn't look both ways.
Or no, someone maybe drunk and ran out in the middle of the road.
Oh, man.
I was 4 and I ran out from behind a parked van and just... this is true story. I got hit by a girl in driver's head.
No.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
What the fuck? How the fuck did that happen?
My brother ran across the street because we live across the street from a park. He ran across the street. My sister ran across the street. I was like, fuck you, I'm coming too. I ran across the street, but we all were running out from behind a park, my dad's parked van.
Oh,
so
shit.
So oncoming traffic from the right couldn't see us, and so it was just run out and just whack.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. How about the second time?
Did you go to the hospital and shit?
Oh, I was unconscious for 52 hours.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well,
I got
sense.
Stitches here. I still have a scar. I don't know if you can see it.
Really?
Right there.
Yeah, a little bit. And looks like one of those forehead wrinkles.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
The entire top of my left foot is nothing but scar tissue.
I never got to experience that kind of trauma when I was younger.
It's because you were a fag and you didn't go running around having fun. You weren't like, I want adventure.
Bullshit.
You were like,
because you had rich parents and you had a fenced yard.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
We were fucking average. We were living in the average tax pool. Fuck you guys.
No.
Fuck both of you.
It's okay. You know what? It's all right.
I'm
Your mom
sorry.
Made you breakfast. She made you stay in the fenced yard.
Okay. No, I got to go around the block when I was 12, so fuck you.
When you were 12?
That's right. What? I'm sorry my parents cared about me.
Did you have to wait at the corner and push the button and wait for the little white man?
You're supposed to. It's called not jaywalking, animals.
No, you didn't even go to that fucking car. You booked it when the cars weren't coming.
I got old enough to ride my bike. My dad opened the door and said, go.
Go. Really? Fuck. Dude, I had to stay on our side of the street until I got older, and then I could go around the block, and then, you know, it was like third base.
My mom always said.
No, I was like 5 years old, like down at.
Yeah, no, dude, I got my ass.
Down at Woodland Park.
Oh,
like diving off the high dive at the swimming
I didn't even
pool
know Woodland Park was
just...
there when I was that young, dude. Yeah. I was confined to like that block.
Dude, okay, when I was a kid, it was my mom would say, "Stay where I can see you" with my bike, right? And I would come around the corner and I'd go to the backyard where mom wasn't at cuz mom was in the front yard. And I'd be like, "Dad, I'm going to go to my friend's house." He's like, "Okay." I'm like, "Don't tell mom." He's like, "Okay." And I'd run off like 5 blocks down the road. And mom would be like, where the fuck is she at? And then I'd come home. Dad's be like, dude, she was in the pool the whole time.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Oh, I never looked in the pool.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh, man.
Fuck me.
And Dad was like, I threw her in. It's my fault. Sorry. She stayed in there for a while. All
right. Well, you guys ready to get the fuck out of here?
Yeah. All right.
Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. September 25th. I'm kind of drunk. September 25th.
Of course you are.
We're doing this. Here in Kalispell, Montana, thejamhole.com/250. That's where you can find all that shit.
Yeah,
you gonna be there?
Fuck yeah.
Ryan's gonna
be
there.
What am I doing?
You're gonna be there running our fucking crowd cam, probably.
Fucking A.
Right, word.
You're just gonna be chilling.
I'll just slap him in a Jamhole shirt and be like, this is crowd control, motherfucker.
That's right, Craig. With the camera, that'll work well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All
right. And so we'll see you guys if you're coming up there for that. We'll be back Wednesday, almost said Monday. What's today?
Monday.
Today's Monday, so Monday. Probably Wednesday for episode number 240, and then 10 more, and then we're having a party. In the meantime, the episode after the party, episode 251, is when we'll be announcing the winner for this little bad motherfucker, this 120
gig. $5 an entry, and as many times as you want.
120 gig iPod.
Loaded
that you can with.
Loaded with.
With Jamhole shit.
Everything Jamhole related.
And holy water, probably.
And holy water and some extras that we're not even going to tell you about.
I'm not even going to tell you about
not
it.
Not even tell you.
I don't even know
There's
it yet.
There's some shit
that's
going
how.
On there.
If I win, can I get it without the holy water?
Yeah, you can have it without the holy water.
If you request it without the holy water, that could be submitted with, you know, troop.
He entered like five times, so you guys better get your fucking asses. Quite,
six, motherfuckers. There was
like, it was six. It was $30. There's been like fucking four people that have entered like five or six times each. So
I asked him who entered the most, and he said someone gave me 25. I was like, put me down for 30.
Here's 30. Nice.
Fuck you.
TheJamHole.com
nice
/ contest is where you can enter for that shit. And at the beginning of episode 251, which will be Monday after our live audience show for the pre-show, we'll fucking do
that. 2 weeks from today.
So what was that? TheJamHole.com / contest?
That's what it was.
Without the burp. TheJamHole.com /
Can you burp TheJamHole.com / contest? Come on.
No, I can't.
Come on.
No, I'll throw up on your show.
Okay, well, okay.
TheJamHole.com/contest.
All right, check out our YouTube videos, Ram, subscribe. Subscribe on iTunes. And hey, what's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is...
a new day.
Tuesday.
Which is September...
First.
It's a new month.
TheJamHole.com/rush.
That's right. Or if you just don't give a fuck about everyone else and just care about us, TheJamHole.com/vote. Right? Right.
Right.
Cheers.
Word.
We will see you guys Wednesday. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.